Is there something when you were starting in the very beginning of your treatment when you got diagnosed that you wish you knew?
Lots of things, actually. I mean, 2007, when I was diagnosed, we didn't have the internet in our pocket. There wasn't a mobile phone with the web at our fingertips and all of the knowledge from all over the world. So all I had when I was diagnosed, I was given a little booklet from the National Association of Crohn's and Colitis at that point. But it basically just read, like, with a few dietary changes and the correct medication, you'll be able to live a normal life, which that just made it even more shocking when I needed the surgery a couple of days later.
Yeah.
I was very, very lost. I didn't really want to learn anything about it at the time. My head was well and truly in the sand. They had taken my colon away and I was still of the belief that I was going to go back to normal. Yeah. What about you? Is there something that you would like to have known or that you would have done differently?
I don't think necessarily I would have done anything differently. I think the biggest thing in hindsight that I think I really struggled with was just the lack of information that I had. But actually, when I finally got my diagnosis, I remember my GP called me up and said, "Oh, we've just had the test results back. We've diagnosed you with ulcerative colitis." She kind of explained the basic science behind it, but yeah. I'm not a scientist, so didn't fully understand and kind of was trying to get to grips with the beginning of the conversation.
Yeah.
And then she just said, "Oh yeah, the gastroenterologist surgeon will be in touch with you." And then that was it. The surgeon, when the surgeon did eventually then get in touch, it was just such a non-conversation. You know, he'd read my test results, but didn't know any of the background of how long I'd been struggling or how I was doing things. And then all he really had to say was, "Yeah, this is a chronic illness and you will always be struggling with it. Manage it, you'll have flare-ups, but I recommend having Yakults." And that was it. And then he hung up the phone. I mean, it was during COVID, so it was all over phones. But there was so little information provided, and actually any information I have received has been over the internet and doing it myself or talking to other people with IBD. Unlike yourself, my diagnosis was very much in the world of social media and following accounts and things of people who also struggle. That's pretty much where about 90% of my knowledge has come from, rather than any doctor, any clinician. They kind of just have given me the test results, said, "As long as you're not in active flare-up, as long as we're managing the inflammation, you just have to live with it."
The doctors should be there feeding us the information about treatments and, you know, side effects and why we might have this treatment over that treatment, or giving us options and explaining that one's intravenous, one you can do at home, one you have to come in for, some you can just take once a day. All of these things, helping us weigh it up, educating us on the science a little bit, and then we can make informed decisions. And that's brilliant. That's the sciencey bit done. That's the medication bit done. And then you go to the actual people living with IBD, because that's a completely different scenario. And it's one that a gastroenterologist or colorectal surgeon, they're never going to understand it, because they've only heard bits